ready for some balls deep action? Looking for the triple X factors of your missus' menstrual cycle?
Oh, yeah.
Well, get ready for an El Mustachio ride in your end zone. Sit back, relax, grab a bag of spicy meatballs, and slather them with some Tottenham Hotspur. Us! From Flying Piggy Studios, it's the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. Here are your hosts, Jesse and Deliseo.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. My name is Jesse, and this is Eliseo.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
And we have one special guest with us today.
Today, live in studio with us from our very own Balls Deep Fantasy Football League is El Mustachios himself, Mr. Esteban Ramirez.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. And now we can thank you in person for that lovely intro music.
You know, no matter how many times I actually hear it, and even though I made it, I laugh every single time.
It's just pretty hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
Well, thanks for that, man. We really appreciate it.
Anytime. You know, my love for producing music for whatever reason, you know. Check out a really good zombie series on YouTube that I did music for. That's good. It's called The Uninfected. Check it out.
Wow, sounds great.
Nice plug.
All right, let's get into it. Week number 5 was a bit crazy. We had more COVID stuff going on, and we're going to have a special COVID report pretty soon here. But let's talk about a couple of games. Bears 20, Buccaneers 19. Barely pulled it out. 4-1 for the Bears, 3-2 for the Bucs. What do you think about that?
That was quite unexpected for me, actually. I don't know why. I guess I wasn't really paying attention to the Bears because I was thinking, like, why bother? And they're doing actually really well. So they didn't get my attention until this week because they beat Tom Brady. But other than that, I hadn't really noticed.
Yeah, despite having a really not good quarterback.
That's why I wasn't paying it. Or running back.
I mean, laundry to Odell.
I mean, if they're looking for a running back, there's one that's available.
You don't even know that's the wrong team. All right.
Odell?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, Cleveland. That's why I looked at you and looked away because I'm like, what are you talking about?
The Bears remind me of the Browns, and they're the background. You know, you don't really think about them. Then all of a sudden, boom, here they are, 4-1. So yeah.
Well, I mean, but like the Browns have been making more noise than the Bears have.
True.
Know?
True. Both of them. So. Raiders 40, Chiefs 32. Woo!
What a great game! What a great game that was.
Dude, I was watching that game in between my breaks and watching on people's phones while I was working. And it just kept going. I'm like, they're scoring what? They have, wait, what? Who? And then, like, Darren Waller. And I'm like, damn it, Darren Waller.
Waller the baller. Somebody's got him on their team. I don't know who that might be.
Me.
Raiders. I can't believe they pulled it out over the Chiefs. You know, the Raiders have had a tough schedule. They beat the Saints. They played Buffalo. They played New England. They beat Kansas City. So I think
it's looking bright. The future is looking bright for the Raiders.
I mean, can I just say that? So in order to defeat the Chiefs, you have to score at least 40 points. Is that correct? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's what
that's,
thinking,
that's
yeah.
how it goes. Yeah.
All right. Oh, there you go.
Panthers 23, Falcons 16. Panthers are 3-2, Falcons 0-5. And you heard the news. They fired their coach and general manager. So what's coming up ahead?
You know what? I mean, those guys deserve to be fired. 0-5 with a team that can score like that and then they can't stop anybody. I did think that they would win because the Panthers had, like, their defense isn't great either. And because the Falcons have been putting up a lot of points, I thought they would win. But no, they are just getting worse and worse because their offense didn't even really get going in this game at all.
Yeah. Wait, those are two separate people, right?
Two separate people?
Yeah, their coach and their general manager.
Yes.
Yeah, they fired both of them.
Okay,
yeah.
It was two. Okay.
Yeah.
Unlike the other situation that we had.
No.
Which was literally the same person.
Yeah, and I also thought that was weird. I was like, how is he doing both of those jobs? And like, I mean, obviously.
No, he clearly did not do
obviously. Those jobs very well. Is he getting paid double? Because he shouldn't have been.
Who knows? Probably.
Probably.
And he's probably getting paid more than the average person in one of those positions. Dolphins 43, 49ers 17. This was a surprise to me also.
I called it. I called it.
Fitzman, we'll talk about that later, but you did call Fitzmagic, and he definitely brought the hat with the rabbit or the eight ball, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah. What is it? I think he's actually available in like over 75% of Yahoo leagues.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants him.
Oh, yeah. No.
Anyway, he's fun to watch, but nobody ever trusts him or wants him.
I mean, if you're streaming, like quarterback streamer, like I usually am, then that's something I'm looking at.
But. Or you had Dak this week. You know? Yeah.
Yes. If you had Dak, then Fitzmagic is available. Like Fitzpatrick.
Almost the same person. Bills 16, Titans 42. That Tuesday night game. The Titans, they've only practiced twice in the past, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I thought this would be a close game, but if it wasn't gonna be, I thought it was gonna be reversed, where the Bills were the ones putting on the beating, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they're good. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He's having a great year. And they really...
They shut him down tonight.
They really did. And you know what? There's so many offensive weapons on that team that it should have been a much more competitive game than it was.
It should have, yeah. Exactly.
I agree. All right.
Oh, son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
Into some injury news. Of course, we're going to lead with Dak Prescott. Everybody knows that nasty injury he had. I don't know if you saw that real time.
I saw it, and it was...
I will admit it this. I have yet to see it.
You know what? It's not as bad as...
some of the ones in the past in the NFL, but...
Yeah. No, it's bad, but it's not... When you see it, it's not like a...
I mean, his ankles turned the wrong way.
At this point, I think I just want to look at people's reactions to watching it. Yeah. Kind of like when Twilight... trailers get released, and then you watch 16-year-old guys going crying. I can see fantasy owners just crying, watching.
Or Dallas Cowboy fans.
Or Dallas Cowboy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad situation. If you have Dak, we'll look at some people to pick up in a minute here when we get to waivers. But I had him on my team, so I'll be one of those people that's scrambling to get someone else. Dalvin Cook, groin injury, expected to miss week 6 and possibly more.
Well, they have a bye week the week after, so they're hoping that he's, give him a week off, and then he has an additional because of the bye week, so hopefully he'll be okay by then.
So do you pick up Alexander Mattinson?
Yes. He should have from the beginning because Dalvin Cook always gets hurt, all the time, so why not have him, So if he's still available, which he shouldn't be, but if he is, then yes, pick him up.
Sure.
No, you don't care?
I get it, yeah.
Keenan Allen, back. He exited the game third, fourth quarter. Mike Williams just came back this game. It seems like they can't both be healthy at the same time. We don't know how long it's going to be, but, who's someone to pick up? Well, we'll talk about that later. Let's go into A.J. Green, hamstring out multiple weeks.
What? A.J. Green got injured? No. That never, ever happens.
I am... done with A.J. Green.
I think he's almost done. It's about time to retire.
Yeah. He might be. Hopefully not. I mean, it sucks to go out on an injury.
Yeah.
But things are not looking great for him.
They got a lot of weapons on that team, so it's going to be rough if you're an A.J. Green owner.
If you have A.J. Green, drop him.
Pick somebody else up on that team, Baker Mayfield, ribs day-to-day.
He'll probably be okay.
Yeah.
Got a good hit. They're probably bruised ribs or something.
He played.
He played.
Yeah, so yeah, he's fine. I think he'll be all right. DJ Shark, ankle injury. He's been okay so far this season, but not.
No, he was hurt earlier, and he came back. Right?
No. Was he already hurt? Ah, man, he's.
I thought he had been hurt.
We know everything here on the Fantasy Football Fools podcast, so just listen.
Well,
to
I
us.
Thought Esteban, isn't he on your team? I thought you have him on your team.
No, I do not have DJ Shark.
That's why I was looking at you asking you, was he hurt before? But I guess...
No, that would not be on my team. Although, there actually is some viable pickups for that team.
Yeah, there are.
There are some good wide receivers available as well this week.
But no, he was out before because I remember I had picked up Cole thinking he was going to do well. And he didn't. Without Chark there, there was, like, those other guys couldn't really step up. So without having to guard Chark, the other guys weren't able to do anything without him. So that I do remember he was out, yeah.
Sammy Watkins, hamstring multiple weeks.
I feel like he's another guy that gets hurt constantly.
I don't think he got injured last season. He just didn't show up at all last season.
Yeah, he's been okay. I mean, but when you're on the Chiefs, I guess it's kind of easy to be okay because Mahomes is going to get you the ball somehow.
Yeah, there's so many things. Like, I don't even know who's left to pick up on that team. I just assume that you take
they're all gone.
Yeah, they're just everyone takes it. You're like, oh, okay, there's a fourth string reserve player. I'm going to pick him up just in case.
Yeah.
And lastly, Diontae Johnson back. He exited early in the first quarter. And we'll talk about Chase Claypool, who came in after him in just a bit.
But
minute
does
here.
This so does this make you want to just get rid of Diontae Johnson? Like, are you done? Is he?
I don't know. He's day to day. So
I know. But as far as performance wise, you know.
Well, he's performed well when he's been healthy. The problem is he's not healthy. He had a concussion last week, and then he comes back in, and then he gets hit in the back.
But he wasn't performing 4 touchdowns in a day. Performing.
He was not. He was not.
So that's what I'm saying. Even when he comes back. Is that going to be a thing? Like, is he going to be like, oh, well, we're going to split more time with you guys or, you know?
Well, I kind of thought that he would have done well in this game. That's what I saw. I first saw.
If
so,
he had gotten hurt, he would have had
I don't know if it would have been 4 touchdowns because, I mean, you know, that's who knows. But I still like him, but you just don't know with him. You got to wait and see.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Waiver wire pickups. These are the guys that you want to focus on this week. We talked about Alexander Mattinson, running back Minnesota. He got 14 points, 136 total yards this week. Are you picking him up?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I doubt he's available, but if he is, pick him up.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Jackson, running back, the Chargers, 9 points, 94 total yards. Now, I know there's Joshua Kelly, but he did get 9 points.
Of the two backs, you want Justin Jackson. He's the guy that they used. He's the guy that did better.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you really don't want either of those guys if you can help it, but there's a lot of injuries right now, so someone's got to have them, especially because we're in an 18
league. But you know
what?
That QB is doing really well.
He is.
And he's throwing the ball, like, extremely well, actually. And so their running backs are going to, you know, get some positive stuff out of that, too. If they're throwing the ball really well, then... They're going to have to protect the pass, and then that gives a running back some room.
So you establish the throw, and then you run? Is that what you're saying?
No, man, I'm just saying he's doing
it. It can work that way. It can work.
Like, and then once Eckler gets back, you know, it's like they're going to have the Eckler and...
Well, once Eckler gets back, you don't want that guy as much.
No, yeah, you do, because when Eckler was playing behind Gordon...
Oh, Gordon, yeah.
Yeah, they were both doing well.
Yeah.
So they can establish the same kind of thing with Justin Jackson and Eckler, and they'll be fine.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in to our podcast here and you haven't listened before, we are an 8-team league, and these are standard points. So no PPR when I talk about the points here.
Yeah.
Chase Claypool, the big talk about of the week, wide receiver, Pittsburgh, 36 points, 116 total yards, and 4 touchdowns.
If you do not need a running back, then this guy is the number one ad. If you're looking for a receiver, he's the guy you're going after.
You know, I really realize that I have so many running backs and not enough wide receivers. So, yes, I'm going to be trying to pick this guy. Okay, I will pick this guy up because, let's face it, when you have a priority, number one waiver wire.
And our priorities go from last place to first place. So Stubbs gets to enjoy the last place and the first.
He's been enjoying last place for a few weeks now, haven't he?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, except that one week where I was tied. No, the number one guy now was the last one. But now, yeah, I get all the juicy picks.
Hey, that's a good pickup.
But it actually, if you think about it, though, think about where he's coming from. So the Steelers... he was a second round, fourth round pick, something
like that. Yeah.
Something like that, where, like, so was Juju, and like their top wide receivers usually come from, like, you know, like somewhere in the middle of the draft. And like, he just might be the next, you know, better than Juju. Who knows?
I was watching one of the games and the announcer said, all Pittsburgh does is draft number one wide receivers. Pretty much true. All right. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, 32 points, 350 total yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Again, if you lost Dak Prescott and you're looking for a streaming quarterback.
I mean, but why not Brian Hoyer? I mean, we're talking like the Red Rocket himself filling in that position. You still got the same weapons.
I think that's not Brian Hoyer. Andy Dalton.
See, clearly, I'm a professional.
You are. You know what? Football Andy Dalton. Just like us.
Same. Yeah, I agree with you. You know. He could do well because I don't think he's ever had the protection that he's going to have in Dallas or the receivers. He had AJ Green, but not really anybody else. And now he's got like
a lot of good.
A lot of receivers. Yeah, and he's got Zeke. So if he can't do well with this team, then he's for sure.
It's definitely his to lose, and. He's probably one of the best backups in the NFL, Andy Dalton, because he used to be a starter for a long time.
Totally, but I do agree. I think but Fitzpatrick, go figure. Gardner Minshew is actually more owned in Yahoo leagues than Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I'm telling you, Ryan Fitzpatrick, that is magic.
It's Minshew mania and magic mania. I don't know. That's. Yeah. All right, we're gonna drop down here to let's talk about Henry Ruggs, Las Vegas, 18 points, 118 yards, 1 touchdown. He was injured for a while, now he's back.
I hope that we continue to see this kind of performance from Henry Ruggs because the Raiders, it really helped him out a lot, obviously. And he didn't get a lot of balls thrown his way, but the ones he did, boy, did he make them count.
All right, pick him up. I like him. I like Ruggs moving forward.
Awesome!
These are the guys that did awesome this week. Top fantasy players. We're going to give you the top fantasy player in every position and their point value in standard league format. Ryan Tannehill. Yeah. Tuesday night, Ryan Tannehill, 35 points, 195 yards, and 3 touchdowns with 42 yards rushing and 1 touchdown. Tennessee just... kind of put the whooping on the Bills.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect that again from the Bills defense, but I guess the Titans were well rested.
Very, very well rested, and for somehow the Titans still have so many people on the COVID list. Like I was like, oh, they really are going to play this game. Okay, well, all right.
Quarantine for 14 days or whatever it is. Wide receiver Chase Claypool, 36 points, 7 for 11 through the air, 110 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 rushes for 11 yards and a touchdown. Deontay Johnson, we talked about it, is out. Pick up Chase Claypool. Running back Ezekiel Elliott, 22 points, 19 rushes, 91 yards, and 2 touchdowns, 1 out of 2 for 14 yards through the air. Yeah, I love Zeke, right? I think he's going to be good moving forward. Travis Kelce took the tight end position, 17 points, 8 for 12 for 108 yards and a touchdown. And then you have Jason Sanders, Miami, 22 points against San Francisco defense. He's the kicker. And Baltimore defense, 27 points against Cincinnati.
We talked about it last week. Cincinnati needs to figure out how to protect their quarterback or else they're going to lose their franchise quarterback, who's actually really good. They need to start pulling him after the first half if the game is out, you know.
Didn't he get sacked like 7 times or something crazy?
Ridiculous. Yeah, he's going to get hurt, man. And he's really good, so they should figure that out. Or somebody should get fired.
Yeah. Another. Here we go again. More firings.
You blew it!
All right. Face plan of the week time. So I'm going to give you 5 names here, and you guys are going to tell me who you think was the face plant of the week who... just did not perform up to standards. We have Amari Cooper, who got 2 points. Juju Smith-Schuster, who got 2 points. Joshua Kelly, 2 points. Matt Ryan with 5 points. And Tyler Higbee, 1 point.
Guess first.
Okay, I'm probably definitely going Matt Ryan. You can't. I can't necessarily blame... anybody on the Dallas defense or offense, because I mean,
yeah, that makes sense.
You know, Amari Cooper, like, It happens. I was very happy he got those 2 points because, you know, he's on my team, and I really needed that to make sure my loss to you wasn't as epic as it was. But definitely when the QB only can get 5 points, that was definitely face bent.
I agree. Matt Ryan. And he was a candidate last week, too.
He had 6 points last week. He was on the list, yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a three-peat, a three-for-three. I'm going to go with Matt Ryan as well, 5 points. If you have Matt Ryan, just drop him, man. You have Fitzmagic. You have Justin Herbert. We talked about some of these quarterbacks that are doing well.
If you're not necessarily drop him. You can stash him on your bench if you have the room. But
if you're in a 14-team league or something, then, you know, maybe. But
No, you can drop him, Chris. You can definitely drop him. You know, there's so many other choices.
That's true. Chris, go ahead and drop him.
Yeah.
Chris would be somebody in our fantasy league. I think there's something coming through here, the radio waves. Week 5 games. Let's talk about week 6 games moving forward. Let's talk about a couple of these. Browns versus Steelers. Browns are 4-1. Steelers are 4-0.
You know what? Now, I normally would think that this is like no contest, but now this could actually be a pretty good game. So I think it'll be fun to watch. The Browns keep finding a way to do some tricky stuff and pull out wins, and you know
they're playing as a team. You know, this is a tough one because I like the Steelers, but I like the Browns also. I'm gonna go with the Browns and what I would call, I guess, an upset. But it's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, but you know what, Steelers. I mean, Big Ben is back. You know, after being injured. And he's all the difference maker in that team. And now with, you know, new weapons that are just coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, fun new toys.
Like fun new toys. You're like, okay, let's see how these work and just throw it all over the place. So, I mean, it's going to be a fun game, though.
Yeah. I am going to give it to the Steelers, but I think it'll be fun in a close game.
Falcons-Vikings. Falcons are 0-5. Vikings are 1-4. This is going to be the game of the week, right?
I mean, what quarterbacks are going to show up? I am going to say that, I mean, the Falcons just lost their coach. There's going to be some kind of changes, you know. I'd say Vikings.
Who are the Falcons playing for at this point? Their quarterback? It's not good anywhere. But it's the Vikings. Their quarterback.
I'm gonna go with the Falcons. I think that they're playing for themselves.
I think I'm gonna go for the Falcons.
All of a sudden, you know, you lose your coach, and whoever's the interim is gonna say, "Hey, let's get this stuff done." You know, you gotta do it. Packers, Bucks, 4-0 versus 3-2.
Oh man, this is gonna be a good game, I think. But I think the Packers are gonna take it. Tom Brady's still kind of getting in tune with his team. You know, the defense is doing all right, but there's no denying what the Packers are doing right now. So I'll have to go with the Packers.
I'm going Green Bay for sure.
Green Bay all the way. Chiefs, Bills, 4-1 versus 4-1.
I think that, well, they both just came off their first loss, but I think that the Bills loss was way worse than the Chiefs loss. Of course, Chiefs fans or maybe everybody else would disagree because the Raiders beat them, but the Raiders are playing really good football right now. So a lot more was expected from the Bills this week, and they really took a turn for the worse for whatever reason. So
had the Bills like made this a competitive game this past week and even won, I wouldn't be like, I'll be all over it. I'd be, you know what? I'd say easily, you know, it could happen. Now I don't know which team is going to show up, and like Kansas City, I assumed they were just going to just run away with the whole season, but
But they're both going to be motivated. So hopefully it's a good game and a close game and competitive, but I think I'm still going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the NFL, we know anything can happen. And of course, I'm a Raiders fan, if you guys didn't know that. But the Raiders beat the Chiefs and they lost to the Bills. So I think Kansas City is going to beat the Bills, and then everyone's like, what the heck's going on? Anybody can win on any given Sunday. That's how it goes.
That is a very, very COVID thing to say. In this, I believe that's true. I mean, I'll just go with Kansas City It feels safer.
Cowboys 2-3, Cardinals 3-2. Of course, the Cowboys have not been winning games, and now they are on their second string quarterback. Arizona's kind of been up and down.
Yeah, the Cowboys are going to be a little low, and Andy Dalton's going to try to do well, but it might be a lot of pressure just starting. Being the new guy, he's going to be trying really hard to prove himself, and I think maybe he might make mistakes because of that. And Arizona is going to take advantage, and I think they're going to bring it. And I don't think the Cowboys can stop Kyler Murray.
No, that's Kyler Murray, yeah. Arizona. That's what.
Yeah, Arizona.
I'm going to go with Cowboys. I'm going to say that they bounce back. It's going to be a tough game, but I say that they bounce back for Dak, and they win it. All right, we're going into the Balls Deep Fantasy Football matchup. Picks that we picked last week, and we're going to pick our picks for this week. So last week, myself, Flying Piggies, was playing El Mustachios, and I won 127 to 93.
I beat the stash. I beat the El
Mustachios. Oh, an oldie but goodie.
I beat the stash.
I beat the stash. Yes, that was a wonderful song and video that I did a couple years ago.
Okay, I just want to really quick. I actually wanted to post for all of our group or league whether I was going to post an over-under. I'm like, will my team score over or under 98 points? And, like, I don't know. I feel that was, like, a good line. And people would have been like, which am I going to take? Because, I could have.
I would have taken the over.
See? You would have taken the over. But clearly, I did not go over that, so.
It was a rough week for you, and I lost Dak, so that's a nice win for me because it could have went a lot worse. I picked myself to win. Eliseo, you picked me to win. Brandon, who was here last week, picked me to win. We were 3-4-3. I did win. X Factor played Spicy Pitos. X Factor 106, Spicy Pitos 101. I picked X Factor. You, Eliseo, picked Spicy Pitos. Brandon picked Spicy Pitos, and X Factor, of course, won. Coming on Yaha, 107 versus in your end zone, your team, 81 points, which is a tie for the lowest points of
with
the entire season.
Brandon himself.
Yes. I picked Brandon, you picked yourself, and Brandon picked himself.
I just want to say that my team was projected very low, like under 100 points this week. And his
and
team.
You got under 100.
I did. I know I did. But his team was projected like over 120 points, I think. And so even though I lost, his team did way worse than he was supposed to. And I think he got lucky that Aaron Jones, my number one running back, was on a bye week. I think that's what saved him.
Missy's menstrual cycle, 112. Tottenham Hotspurs, 134. I picked Tottenham Hotspurs. You picked Tottenham Hotspurs. Brandon picked Missy's menstrual cycle. And Tottenham took it. I was 4-for-4 this week in my picks, which gets me 13 for 20. Also, you were 2-for-4. Brandon, if you're listening, you were 2-for-4. So when you come back on, we will continue those. But moving forward to the next week, we're going to make our picks for week 6. Flying Piggies, myself, I play Tottenham Hotspurs and Holly's team. Big surprise, I'm picking myself.
Yeah, big surprise. Big surprise, I'm not picking you. I'm going to go with Holly and the Tottenham Hotspurs.
Oh, yeah. I expect a win for the Tottenham Hotspurs.
Yep. All right. So both of you guys are rooting against me. Perfect. I like it. X Factor versus Missy's menstrual cycle. I'm going to take the X Factor in this one.
Unfortunately, I will also be taking the X Factor.
You know what? I mean, she's got a lot of people not playing. You know what? I'm going to go for Missy's menstrual cycle. You know, whatever. You know, if I can lose all of mine. That just go with
0-for-4.
Well, 0-for-4, that'd be perfect.
A true fantasy football fool. Coming on Yaha, or better known as
Coming on Yaha
versus Spicy Pitos. Who do you got?
I'm going with Spicy Pitos.
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, I'm going with Spicy Pitos. Kyler Murray versus Pat Mahomes. I mean, they're not playing against each other, but I like it. It's going to be a good matchup, actually.
I'm going for coming on, yeah. No, just kidding. I'm going for Spicy Pitos for the win. That's three of us all for Spicy Pitos. And then, Stubbs, your team, El Mustachio versus Eliseo over here in your end zone.
The battle of the basement.
Not for long.
Let me guess who you two got. Let me guess who you have here.
Yeah, who do you have?
I'm going to go with you.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to go with
Thanks
you, Stubbs.
For the voting confidence.
I'm going to go with Stubbs. I think you're going to upset him. I think Eliseo is going to kind of realize how bad his team is after this week.
I kind of agree with that, but, you know.
Like you said, you wanted to bet battle of the basement.
Battle of the basement. Started so high.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Balls to the wall time. Last week, we picked our balls to the walls. Eliseo, you had Ryan Fitzpatrick. You said he was going to go for 300 yards and three touchdowns. Let's see what he did. What did he do?
350 yards and three touchdowns.
Woo, that was it. You got it.
He went balls to the wall.
He went balls to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
We need a drop for that. I picked Deontay Johnson. I said he was going to go for 115 total yards and two touchdowns. He went for negative 2 yards. But here's the thing.
Hey, good call.
Here's the thing. Chase Claypool came in and played for him after he left. And Chase Claypool went for 116 total yards and four touchdowns.
That doesn't count for
you. I know it doesn't count. But I'm just saying that's why I'm still high on Deontay Johnson. Even if you split that in half and you give, 60 yards and two TDs to Deontay Johnson,
Chase Claypool does well again this week, that's it for Deontay Johnson.
That could also be true. So if you have him, I say stash him on your bench, see what happens, Brandon picked Mike Davis for 120 total yards and two touchdowns. He went for 149 total yards and one touchdown. Pretty good there.
Close.
Very close. All right, moving forward, let's pick this week's balls to the wall. Who do you got?
I'm going to go, we talked about it a little bit earlier, about the Atlanta and Minnesota game, and I went with Minnesota. I think I'm the only one of the three of us that went with Minnesota. I think that Kirk Cousins is finally going to have a good game because he hasn't been really making a lot of noise this year. And I think he's finally going to do it this week. And I'm predicting 250 yards and three touchdowns against Atlanta. Kirk Cousins.
250 and three touchdowns. That is very nice. All right, let me tell you mine. So I was going to do A.J. Brown. All right. I was going to do 100 yards and one TD for A.J. Brown. Now, he had a really good game this week when he came back on Tuesday. So I'm going to skip it and go ahead because it is Tuesday. It's right after the game when we're recording this. And I just kind of want to go with someone else because he did what I thought he was going to do. So I'm going to go with Myles Gaskin, 100 yards and two touchdowns for that Miami offense that just scored 40-some points. That's a balls to the wall. That's a bold prediction right there.
Who are they playing against this week?
I don't even know.
Oh, you're just...
Really? No, when I looked it up, I knew, but I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty balls to the wall, but not as balls to the wall as my pick.
All right, who you got?
Go. Okay, in true fantasy fools football, here it is. Ready? All right, guys. Rodrigo Blankenship. Boom. That's it right there.
Who?
You don't know who Rodrigo Blankenship is?
I do not know who Rodrigo Blankenship is.
All right. He will kick three field goals.
Is he a Colts kicker?
Guess yeah. Right. He will kick three field goals, at least one over 40 yards, and then have two extra point kicks. Yes, that is my bold prediction.
You know, he's got to beat Jason Sanders, who has been the number one kicker for the past 2 weeks. But I like it. A kicker as a balls to the wall.
Because, kickers totally matter.
They totally matter, yeah. And they go balls to the wall.
Balls to the post?
All right, guys. Thanks for being here with us. Stubbs. It was nice to have you. Thanks for the intro. And good luck getting on to last place.
Yeah, you know what? It's okay. Hey, how come we didn't talk about the biggest injury news today?
Yes, the injury report. We brought you here, and Stubbs said he wanted to do a COVID report.
Oh, no, that has nothing to do with the COVID COVID report at all. By the way, what do you guys think is going to happen if they have to add an extra week?
I think it's likely they're going to take off a week. They say that they're going to add, but if this keeps going the way that it is, they're going to have to play a shorter season.
I mean, they just they basically put out a new schedule, mixing everything up. You know, I don't even want to go over the games because there's so many.
Yeah,
there's so many changes. But you know, no, that's not the news. The real news is the injury to, or actually the loss to the Jets backfield.
This just happened. I wish we had a breaking news drop. Yeah, this just happened today, is that Le'Veon Bell got released from the Jets. So they were shopping him for weeks, and they said they couldn't even get a late-round pick for him. He made, it was something like $26 million over his last 18 games.
Yeah,
and he's just gone. He's dropped.
Yes. That's why I drafted him. you know, because that's my team this year.
I'll take him off your hands for free.
For free? No.
I mean, okay, I'll give you an AJ Green.
An AJ. that's actually like fair market trade, right?
That
there.
That is so, actually. You know, let's do know. It, man. I'm
until,
all
until
for
he
it.
Ends up on the Patriots.
You know, and then.
You know what?
And you know what? He'll just be the fifth running back of the who knows what who they're going to use this week rotation.
And that might happen. But here's the thing. I mean, running backs get hurt all the time, in the NFL. And if he passes waivers, I don't think that another team has to pay him whatever he's owed. They get to do a new contract with him. So I think he's going to end up somewhere. I don't know if it's going to be this week or if it's going to be, you know, later in the season. But if you're a Le'Veon Bell owner, I don't feel good for you right now.
The Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Actually, yeah, the Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah. How's that line? Not great. Or
can't be worse than what he was doing in
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
is anything? It's a step up.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. Or the Lions.
Or the Lions.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. And remember, don't be fools like us.
Thanks for joining us, Stubbs. That'll do, Pig.